You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
Tammy, I wanted to bring our special guest in today. We have Kurt Millett, is a longtime friend from SM Wilson Construction. Welcome, Kurt.
Hello, hello. Thanks for inviting me.
Kurt, you are the Director of Pre-Construction Services at SM Wilson. Is that correct?
Yeah, I work with SM Wilson. I've been at SM Wilson for approximately 13 years.
Now, pre-construction, our son Evan is always in pre-construction mode, don't
you
think?
Of something. Yeah. He's pre-constructing something around the house.
Right.
But I'm assuming that's not exactly what you do, Kurt. Describe what pre-construction services means.
Well, the job description kind of falls in the line of working with the owners, the architects, and our engineers in assembling a project. So what we start off with is a budget that the owner has dictated, and then we try to work through the project in developing a scope and making sure that the project comes in at budget at the completion of the design phase of the project.
A lot of our listeners are very curious. They're curious about how things work. They want to understand the economics behind, residential construction is something people are a little more familiar with. You can look at a house and see how the thing gets put together. On the commercial side, I mean, I'm in the business, but I'm on the residential side, and it baffles my mind sometimes when I think about the scope that it takes to be able to produce some of these big buildings. And not just on the construction end, but even on the developing, that how do you, people that buy the ground, the people that develop the ground, and somebody that's deciding as an owner, we want to build this building. And when they want to build a building, that's when they're finding the contractor, I'm assuming, is where you guys come in as SM Wilson, right?
We engage clients in many fashions. Some of the negotiated work, and then we also hard bid work.
So negotiated and hard bid, let's explain that. What's the difference between those two?
Negotiated work is we come in on the front end of a project, work with the architect, the engineers, in establishing budgets and making sure that the budgets hold throughout the design of the project, so that when we're at a point of bidding the project out to the sub-market, that we hold to the price that was established by the client. In regards to hard bidding, the project is developed and the plans are complete, and we take it right out to the marketplace and we bid that work, and we compete with other general contractors and construction managers.
So there may be quite a few contractors bidding for one of these big jobs. I mean, can you tell me a job that you guys have been bidding on recently, or any big jobs that are out there?
With this market, we're finding ourselves bidding a lot more work. Our volume of work, we were probably doing 80% of negotiated work before we saw the downturn. That and our 20% hard bidding, that volume has grown significantly in the hard bid market just because of the type of projects that are out there. There's a lot of government work that require competitive bids. And then we're just seeing a little bit of a trend in the market conditions right now where they're looking for competitive bids.
That's what one of my questions was what is the industries that are building right now?
We're pursuing approximately 5 different market segments. Healthcare is one that's is doing very well, even with the Affordable Care Act and not knowing where that's going to trend the market.
People need healthcare. I mean, that's an area that can't really go down with the economy because people still need healthcare, I would assume.
That's correct. And we're seeing just large projects within the healthcare arena that we're pursuing. Large patient towers, large part of a consortium of contractors working at the BJC campus. They have a large building program that just recently started.
Okay.
So we're seeing a lot in the healthcare market. The retail has dropped off significantly, okay, especially with big box type retailers. We're focusing on that, and there is some improvement in that arena. That has dropped off significantly since 2008.
And when you say retail market, I'm assuming that means the Walmarts or Targets or the strip center type retail, where
yeah,
consumers going in to buy goods.
Yes,
okay,
that's absolutely correct. Some of our major retail clients was Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Lowe's, JCPenney's. But with the current market conditions, we've seen them pull back on their building program significantly. There's been a lot of remodel work, but for the most part, the new construction, the ground up, has dropped off significantly in that market segment. Military, we're doing a lot of work for the government on military bases. Housing, we're seeing quite a bit there, and we've been quite successful in that arena. Then we have light industrial and general commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Those markets are pretty flat right now. And we see projects once in a while, but industry has shifted a little bit, and we're not seeing as much there. Another market segment that we are heavily invested in is in the educational.
The schools, colleges.
You guys have built buildings for Mizzou. When I looked at the list of buildings you guys have built, you guys are all over the place with education.
Yeah, we are. We have a great staff, project managers and engineers that know how to get it done. We've been very effective in that market segment also. I think what you noticed on our website was the region of that work. And we are a national company, so we go and we follow the clients where the work takes us, and we're just not a local contractor. And that's been a large portion of our success in kind of dealing with the shift in the marketplace and the amount of work that's in St. Louis.
So if I own a piece of land in an industrial area, or, you know, maybe it's not zoned properly yet, what would be my best avenue to go for to try to sell that commercial property? Who would be my target markets to sell to? What kind of building would I want to build there? Let's just pick light industrial, because my boss has a property, it's light industrial. What would I even start to build there?
And is there any market for new construction in light industrial?
Well, that's an interesting question there, because I believe that light industrial market is really starting to ramp up. We're seeing good trends across the board in retail, general commercial office buildings, where there's some improvements in the marketplace and reduction in some of the vacancy in that market. One of the leading indicators right now that I've been watching is the light industrial market has been really improving. The vacancy of warehouse space has dropped significantly, and I think we're going to see quite a bit of work, new construction being generated in the industrial.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Kurt Millett, the Director of Pre-Construction Services for SM Wilson Construction. You guys really seem to know your market segments and know where you can compete, and projects that you may want to stay away from. And you've mentioned several of those segments. And when it comes to opportunities that are out there, what do you think the best opportunities are that are going to be coming up in the commercial market?
Well, I think there's always those challenges. We're fortunate in St. Louis to have a lot of good contractors. So you have to be a little bit more aggressive to secure that work, and you have to start looking at what value you bring to that client and how you can secure that work. I kind of like to say it's a bundling of services. We try to supplement the client's needs with additional resources that we have internally or externally with architects, engineers, and trying to build a better mousetrap. As it relates to your original question of how do we compete, what do we focus in on, we'll look at the market segment and look and see where there's the best opportunity. We have a limited amount of resources associated with pre-construction efforts, estimating. So we have to utilize those resources.
You can't bid every job then.
Yeah, I agree, because when you start bidding every job, you don't get any job. So,
right. I get
so
it.
You have to really focus in on where you think you have the best value and really understand the project and deliver a project better than your competition.
Well, if you have time to stick around for one more segment, I want to talk to you about technology and how it's going to affect your industry, because you showed me a piece of technology called Smart Reality that was amazing to me on how an iPad can read a set of plans. I want to follow up on that with a couple questions when we return. You'll listen to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.